listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our regular scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's going to be you and me, and so we'll invite your calls at 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And we've been working on a talk we're going to be giving on the 6th of May down in the Orange County area, to the Orange County Eagle Forum there. And, you know, what can you really say that would be different, that would be worthwhile people hearing? Anybody can get up and talk, but what could we offer that would be unique? Well, I think one of the most significant things is an understanding of creative destruction. And that is a term that is used over and over again in Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence. And as you read it through, he keeps referring to creative destruction. And, of course, I've read the book, scratched my head and said, what's creative destruction? That seems like an oxymoron. It seems like it's a contradiction in terms. How can you have creation and destruction at the same time? Well, Alan Greenspan was asked back in 2005 to actually define the term. And he basically said that basically we use this term over and over again because, of course, we have a process. We've embraced the concept of globalism. And globalism has been a tremendous advantage to America. It's raised our standards of living. It's helped people throughout the world. But certainly when you have this creation, there has to be destruction along with it. In other words, people are going to lose their jobs. And people are going to lose their jobs because, of course, they're being transferred overseas. And so we have to be concerned about those people who are losing their jobs. Certainly, they're a minority, but, you know, when they lose their jobs, this is a very difficult thing for them. And but it's only a minority. And Senator Bennett intervened at that time and said, yes, but if you're part of the minority, it's 100%. And yes, and Alan Greenspan agreed. Creative destruction is going to destroy the lives and jobs of a lot of our people. Now, the people who support this whole concept of globalism, and first of all, we have to define globalism. What is globalism? Well, globalism is a process by which we lower our tariffs, and then we shift our production overseas. We encourage companies to move overseas, and we do that because they can get cheap labor. They don't have to put up with union bosses. They don't have to put up with all the bureaucratic restrictions. I mean, if you shift your production overseas, you don't have to provide pensions for your people or health benefits. And, of course, there are tremendous tax advantages. We give them tax advantages. You don't have to pay taxes when you go overseas. You can make phenomenal and obscene profits. You don't pay taxes. And not only that, but you get loans and guarantees from our government to encourage you to go overseas. So for many years, we've been encouraging our industries to move overseas. And that's why, of course, why China, which was producing maybe 2 or 3 million cars a year back in 2005, why they're producing 13 million cars a year this year, and next year they'll produce 16 or 18 million cars. We used to produce 18 million cars a year. Now we're only producing 10 million. And of course, if the elitists have their way, why, it'll even be less, because they really want to get us out of cars onto bicycles, lower our living standards. They do not want a large and prosperous middle class in America. They're intentionally shifting the wealth of the United States, other nations. Well, certainly the people who favor globalism, they don't want protectionism. If you are a protectionist, there's something terribly wrong, and they will tell you that the Smoot-Hawley Act, the Protectionist Tariff Act passed in 1930, is what created the Great Depression. Of course, that isn't true. The Great Depression was actually created by contracting the money supply, by limiting the availability of loans. And that's just exactly what the Fed and the major banks are doing in the United States today. There's no reason for this recession. The Fed can create money out of nothing. There's no shortage of money. The large banks are allowed to create money out of nothing. The small banks create money out of nothing, but they're limited to 10%. In other words, they have to have at least 10% of their loans in actual money. And the small banks that are being destroyed and certainly taken over are banks that don't have sufficient funds. But the large banks, the ones who really created the problem, they're all part of the Trilateral Commission. They tie into the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The ones who created the problem, and they have plenty of money, we consider them too big to fail, and so we prop them up, and we let the little banks be destroyed or gobbled up by larger banks. Well, the whole idea is, of course, to transfer the wealth not only within, between nations, in other words, transferring our wealth to other nations, but centralize even more wealth here as the smaller banks are suddenly taken over by larger banks. It'll be taken over by larger banks, and pretty soon we won't have very many banks. Just the large banks, which are too large to fail, which are part of this secret cabal that favors globalism. Now, how can I make that statement? Very simply, I read their publications. I have their membership list, and you can get it too. You go to trilateral.org, and you send them an email, and you ask for the membership list. They'll send it to you. Or you can get it from Radio Liberty. We actually have a syllabus called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness, which gives you their membership list. That's the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can go up on the internet and pull it down. I think the Illuminati, is a place called Illuminati News, something that has a membership list of the Trilateral Commission. There you'll find the people who own Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, the Bank of Israel. What's the Bank of Israel doing having its head, coming from the Trilateral Commission? The fellow's name is Stanley Fischer. He's an American citizen who was just plucked out of the United States to become president of the Bank of Israel. And then, of course, the head of the Bank of Canada is a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly up in 1976, three of the four previous chairmen of the Fed came from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a done deal. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so it's you and me. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. We must understand the plan is creative destruction. Creative destruction is the destruction of the old economic order and the institution of a new economic order. It will be, of course, a highly centralized system run by a bureaucracy, controlled by the wealthy elite who run the world from behind the scenes, the banks, the corporations, but they all tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, the group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But behind them, and what everybody has missed, of course, are the powerful spiritual forces that energize these people, and their goal is the ultimate establishment of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency or a cashless society, a one-world religion, and, of course, installing their leader, who is the Antichrist or Lucifer. It is the whole unholy trinity. It is certainly the mirror image of the holy trinity that we speak of in the holy scriptures. So if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Want to hear from you because we simply have nothing prepared this morning. We're trying to point out that there is a plan program. They tell us, oh, my goodness, you don't want to have protectionism. You're not a protectionist, are you? And I say, absolutely, I want to protect our jobs and our labor. I'd love to help people throughout the world improve their living standards. But you don't do that by destroying the United States, and that is exactly what they intend to do. And the plan is laid out very clearly in the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of Nelson Rockefeller, who is a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, is the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and who organized the Trilateral Commission. In fact, in his own book, Memoirs, he says some people think that he is the conspirator-in-chief, the head of this whole group that is trying to change the world and bring about this new international order. And actually, he says, you know, actually, if that's the charge, that I'm involved in this effort, this secret cabal that is aimed at creating a new international order, if that's the charge, I'm guilty, and I am proud of it. And then he goes on to say, you know, all these critics, these people who criticize us, never talk about what we've done, the good things we've done. We've raised living standards throughout the world. We've raised living standards in America. How would this have been accomplished if it had not been for our efforts? This is on page 405 of his book, Memoirs, and I'm simply paraphrasing, but he actually brags about the things that they've done. He wrote the book in 2002, and yes, he's absolutely right. I mean, we don't like to admit it, but their program has raised the living standards in China and in India and in many countries throughout the world. But it is also aimed at lowering living standards in America, and today we're seeing the end result of their fine and noble effort. Our current unemployment rate across the United States is 9.7%, but that's just the U2 unemployment. If you take the U6 unemployment figures, by according to the federal government, they're 17.2%. Now, what does that represent? Well, that represents the people who are unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits. It includes the people who are underemployed. In other words, they're having to take two or three jobs or take jobs that are really much lower pay. And that, of course, is what usually happens. You lose your good-paying job and you have to get a job at McDonald's or as a greeter at Orchard Supply or at Home Depot or something of that sort. But at least it's a job. It gives you some income. Or, of course, you could be unemployed and you run out of unemployment benefits, or unemployed, or simply just given up trying to find a job, because there are no jobs out there for people who are 55 years old, or very few, you know, who have no other training. And when they tell you, these people are losing their jobs, we're going to retrain them. They're going to get good-paying jobs in Silicon Valley. There are lots of good-paying jobs in Silicon Valley. Yeah, but there used to be a lot of good jobs in Silicon Valley. But now, of course, they're bringing in people with H-1B visas from other countries, from China and from India, people who have been well-educated and well-trained and, of course, work for far less. So there are no jobs or good-paying jobs for the people who are losing their employment. And yet you talk to the economists, you talk to the intellectuals, they'll tell you, we're creating all these wonderful jobs, and they're simply either misinformed or, frankly, lying. And, of course, right now, if you look at the unemployment figures, and we were talking about U6 unemployment at 17.2%, but that includes something known as the birth-death ratio. What's the birth-death ratio? Well, that's something they simply concocted to hide the true figures, and if you take out the birth-death ratio, whatever that is, see the old adages, figures don't lie, but liars can figures, and when you make up statistics, you want to deceive the public. And so the real figure, as it would have been compiled 15 years ago, is about 22% unemployment in the United States. And that really isn't out of bounds. If you figure we have about 130 million of jobs in America, if you have 22% unemployment, you're really talking about 25 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, and certainly have run out of benefits, or certainly are just given up looking for work. Here in California, we have an unemployment rate of 12.7%. The greatest nation, the state in the union. If we were an independent country, we would be the eighth largest country in the world. And we've got an unemployment rate given, you know, they admit of 12.7%, but it's much higher than that. You go into Kern County, the unemployment rate is 19%. In San Benito, just over the hills from where I am, the unemployment rate is 16%. In fact, the only reason it's as high as it is because of government employees. In fact, you hear about all these new jobs that are being created. Ladies and gentlemen, they're being created by the government. If you look at the unemployment figures, they're going up every month. They say, well, they're not going up as fast as they were. All those new jobs, and what are they? Working for the Census Bureau. Working for the government. But they're not in industry. They are destroying the industry of our country. People continue losing their homes. Probably 7 or 8 million have lost their homes so far, and another 4, 3, 4, 5 million will lose their homes this year. And all the government programs to save jobs, that's just window dressing. They don't want you to know that the real plan is to impoverish the American people and to destroy our economy. They know exactly what they're doing. The reason that there are no loans is because the Fed is paying the small banks not to lend money. Now, you're not going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or from Lou Dobbs or from Glenn Beck or any of the other people who've been so well rewarded by the establishment. But the Fed actually pays the small banks not to loan money. How do they do that? They pay them interest on the money that they deposit with the Federal Reserve. That is the reserve system. You have to have reserves with the Fed, and then you can lend out $9 on every dollar of reserves you have. Well, they actually encourage them to put their money with the Fed. Don't loan it out. You don't have to. You put all of your money with us, and we'll pay you interest, and then you won't have to worry about losing it in this uncertain market. You wouldn't want to go down like all those other banks and lose everything you have. Just leave the money with us, and we'll pay you interest on it, and that's what they're doing. With the large banks, of course, they're letting them have money at 0.25% interest, and then they're investing that in government bonds at 3 or 4% interest, and they make money on the spread. They invest, $500 million and getting 4% interest on it. That's pretty good money, isn't it? And that's the way the system works. The big banks, and there are only about 6 of them left. They've destroyed 3 of them, and of course they've destroyed Lehman Brothers and Wambu and Bear Stearns, and they were specifically destroyed. Now you have 6 major banks, and they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're all in on the scam that you're not supposed to understand, creative destruction. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. They created the stock market bubble in 2000. They created the housing bubble in 2006, 2007. And they're creating another bubble now. And when this one comes down, heaven help us. They're actually having Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac make subprime loans again. And we hear about, more people are buying homes. That's right. There are people who don't have any money for a down payment, so we give them the money. Federal government gives them money, $8,000. We'll give you $8,000 if you buy a new home. And then, of course, they give them their interest rates at 2 or 3%, and they're making these subprime loans. These are people who can't afford a home, and we're getting them into the homes. Why? Because they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to default on the loan, and it'll be more homes coming on the market. And people don't understand, they are creating another bubble, knowing full well it's going to collapse. And when it does, you think things have been bad in the past with 25 million people unemployed? You just wait. And believe me, they are going to collapse the economy again. They know exactly what they're doing. And Barack Obama, listen to what he's saying. He's saying, we're going to take strong action against these big banks that created the problem, and we're not going to bail them out again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why did you bail them out the first time? I mean, these are the big banks that, working in concert with the Trilateral Commission, created the problem intentionally, created the collateralized debt obligations. They knew were going to collapse. And of course, now the SEC has brought legal action against Goldman Sachs. But it's all window dressing. Do you think anybody's really going to go to prison for the fraudulent programs that they put out that have impoverished so many people? And, I mean, people have lost everything. And it was all done intentionally. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley, and they were all in on the scam. But right now they're bringing suit against Goldman Sachs because they want to make Obama look good. We've got an election coming up in November, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the primaries in June. We've got the definitive election in November. And they want to make Obama look like he's really doing something. Oh, he's going to take action against the wicked people at Goldman Sachs. Yes, they are wicked people at Goldman Sachs, but they're part of the Trilateral Commission and the largest contributor to Barack Obama during the campaign back 2 years ago was Goldman Sachs. And J.P. Morgan Chase, they were the ones who put him in power. Do you really think he's going to do anything? Or is it all smoke and mirror, rhetoric, symbolism over substance? Well, who's calling in?
Morning. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janon. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to tell you, I tried to get the political understanding of the SEC case against Goldman Sachs that was filed, and I inquired of Mr. Chapman, and I also inquired of Bill Sardi, and he replied to me, and, you know, they both said basically that it's all kind of a political theater thing, and that Goldman Sachs may end up paying a huge fine, and then everything will be all over with, and Obama, you know, will have this all come to fruition right before the election, and it'll work to his advantage. And, you know, Goldman Sachs will just pay maybe $1 billion fine, and then they'll just go on.
It's all show business.
And he said, if I could drive my car 100 miles an hour and make $1 billion and risk getting a $100 fine, how often do you think I would just flaunt the law? I'll hang up.
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
Be right back.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Elite Nails, located in Brighton, takes this time to remind listeners that millions of children were reported missing last year, and sadly, most abductions start online. Parents, talk to your children about the dangers of strangers on the Internet. A simple talk today can save your child's life tomorrow. That's courtesy of Elite Nails at 2237 Perry Center Parkway in Brighton, reminding us that children are the future. So let's stand up against online predators by simply educating our families on how to surf the web safely. That's Elite Nails. Call 303-637-0975.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, well, we didn't show up, so it's just you and me. Our number is 877-254-7524. Janan, are you still there? I guess Janan hung up, but she's absolutely right. What you are witnessing with this lawsuit by the SEC against Goldman Sachs is political theater. Why did they wait until April of this year to bring a suit against Goldman Sachs? Well, it was obvious they'd been involved in criminal activity since this whole thing began to collapse. Well, they knew exactly what was going on at that time. They knew that they were rigging these collateralized debt obligations, bundling them together, and these are simply home loans made up of these people who got predatory loans, were not going to be able to keep their loans. They were subprime loans. They were going to default. And, of course, what they did is John Paulson apparently put together the bundling, what was in the these various bonds. They put them together. Goldman Sachs sold them to pension funds and to insurance companies and to banks and financial institutions and the 72 communities wanted to invest their funds as perfectly safe. They were AAA rated. What could possibly be wrong with these bonds? And not only that, but they had derivatives on them. They had actually, they had these insurance policies. Of course, there wasn't any money behind the insurance policies, but they had insurance policies on them, so they couldn't possibly lose. They were a surefire thing, and that's what Goldman Sachs told everybody, knowing full well they were going to default. And John Paulson, who has his own hedge fund, shorted the, they sold derivative contracts, but basically he was on the other side of the derivative contract. He was shorting the derivative contracts, and of course, when of course everything collapsed, he made $15.9 billion. He made $15.9 billion, and Goldman Sachs allowed him to put together these collateralized debt obligations bonds, knowing they were going to collapse, and then let him write the short on that. Well, of course, why haven't the people then who had bought these bonds sued the company that had the derivatives, gave them insurance policies? Well, of course, they don't have any money, so they can't pay. And so basically Paulson made $15.9 billion, brought the whole economy down, and of course it's been known for a long time. Why are they bringing a lawsuit down against Goldman Sachs today? It's political theater. Goldman Sachs and the Trilateral Commission put Barack Obama in power. But he can't tell the American people that. I mean, you're supposed to believe he is his own man. He's not. He's surrounded by the people from the Trilateral Commission. There are only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and at least 12 of them are in key positions in his administration, people like Susan Ross, Rice, the ambassador to the UN, and Timothy Geithner, who was the Secretary of the Treasury, and Larry Summers, who's head of the Council of Economic Advisors, and Paul Volcker, who's the Chief Economic Advisor, and Thomas Donilon, who's Assistant National Security, Chairman of the National Security Council, and James Jones, the Chairman of the National Security Council, and Admiral Blair, the head of security in our country. And, of course, it's all a scam. Hillary Clinton isn't a member, but her husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and she's spoken to the CFR and the Bilderbergers. It's all a scam. There's a little group who runs our country. They control both political parties. They rig elections, and they kill their opponents. And if you don't think that they kill people, ask yourself, why was it simply that Senator Paul Wellstone, one of the two senators who had the courage to vote against the Patriot Act, his plane went down? I mean, that's what happened to Hale Boggs. He was on the Warren Commission. He was a congressman, Hale Boggs, who thought the Warren Commission was fraudulent. He kept trying to write a minority opinion saying that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill Kennedy, and his plane went down. They knew where it was. Nick Bingich's, we've had Nick as a guest on our program many times, his dad was on the plane. The FBI knew where the plane went down. The FAA knew where the plane went down. Boat owners went out. No help will be coming. And they simply starved to death and died of exposure. Larry McDonald was a thorn in their side. Of course, he went down in KAL-007, but of course, well, the truth is the plane landed safely on Sakhalin Island. The plane was then taken out and scuttled. But the divers got down to it. You've never heard this story of the truth about Larry McDonald. We have this in a four-tape set, and it's available from Radio Liberty, along with a book on Larry McDonald and other material on Larry McDonald. But basically, of course, Larry McDonald and everybody on board survived, because when the divers got down, there were no bodies in the plane. No luggage in the plane. Cindy, what would have happened to the bodies? Well, they obviously were taken off. The additional reports show that the plane had landed safely on Sakhalin, but the orders were given. Larry McDonald was a thorn in the side of the administration. He was pointing out that we were financing communism we had from its inception. He was publishing something called the Aid and Trade Documents, showing how in 1983 we were financing communism, just as we did all during the Vietnam War when the communists were killing our boys in South Vietnam. We were financing the Russians, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the South Vietnamese or the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. We couldn't let that information out, and so they got rid of Larry McDonald. And, Sidney, they go up on the Internet, you'll find that there's a great deal of information. He was taken to a prison. He probably has died there. He may still be in a prison someplace. They got rid of him. George Hansen, Congressman George Hansen, always Sidney, a very effective congressman who spoke out against the administration. They arrested him on trumped-up charge, sent him off to prison, tortured him for 10 years, and then suddenly decided that the charges against him had been, the Supreme Court said, oh, well, they had no right to do that. Sorry, George. Sorry we've destroyed you financially. We've ruined your health. We tortured you for 10 years in prison. Solitary confinement, chains, and something called, they call dieseling, where they just drive them around day after day after day in buses. Oh, we can't get to the bathroom. You can't have anything to eat. You have to sit there in your chains, and they dig into you, and that's George Hansen, congressman, who had the courage to speak out. They did that to Jim Trafficant. They kept him in prison for 7 years on totally trumped-up charges. They do this thing to people. We're dealing with organized evil. You remember the story of Pat Tillman, the football player from the Arizona Cardinals, who foolishly volunteered to go to Afghanistan to fight for his country? Well, when he realized the whole thing was fraudulent, he was going to come home and talk about it and point out that the war was fraudulent, and so they killed him. Go up on the Internet. You can check what I'm saying. All of the things are up there, fortunately. There were three closely placed bullet holes in Pat Tillman's forehead, and the shots were fired from very close at hand. The pathologist who examined him said this is obviously a murder, and that was totally suppressed. How could they suppress that information? Our number is 1-877-254-7524. Check it on the Internet. We'll talk about that when we get back. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
here. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. We were talking about Pat Tillman. Fortunately, we have the Internet. And certainly, if you know how to look things up, they're easy to find. You go to a search engine and certainly type in Pat Tillman, 3 bullet holes in the forehead. And you'll see the articles about it. The pathologist who examined Pat Tillman said, this is obviously a murder. Why, this is the man we're told was courageously running up the hill, you know, leading his men, you know, fighting against the enemy. It was all fraudulent. They gave him a silver star. It was fraudulent. Everything was fraudulent. They killed him. And of course, the men in his unit were threatened with being sent to prison if they ever revealed what happened. And so nobody talks about the 3 bullet holes in Pat Tillman's head. Fire at a close distance. We're told it always an example of friendly fire. People were down, you know, a couple of 100 yards away, and they just thought that those were Afghan Taliban rebels up in the hill. No, they kill Pat Tillman. And they kill anybody who gets in their way, who might embarrass them. And it's a tragic situation, but these are the things that happen. The military goes along with it because they want to win the war. They don't understand it's a phony war. They're being used. Their lives are being sacrificed. We've got, well, somewhere between 70 and 90,000 troops in Afghanistan today. We've got 107,000 contractors, and we're fighting Al-Qaeda, all 100 members of them. Check it out on the Internet. Find out if I'm telling you the truth. On creative destruction, go to your search engine and type in Alan Greenspan, YouTube. Creative destruction. Listen to Alan Greenspan talking about creative destruction and defining it for you. Creative destruction is destruction, and you are witnessing it today in America as they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroying our nation. They know what they're doing. You cannot run massive debts year after year and massive trade deficits year after year and not eventually destroy the nation. And then they take us into senseless wars, and it's only a matter of time before we go to war with Iran. It should be so obvious, if you read the media, that we're being conditioned to believe that. In fact, I read an article this morning that was talking about how the Iranians were going to open their nuclear reactor in August. Well, that means they're going to open a nuclear reactor in August. Why? Somehow we're supposed to equate that in our mind with Iran having nuclear weapons, and so Israel's going to have to attack before August. What does a nuclear power plant have to do with nuclear weapons? Absolutely nothing. But they figure you're so dumb and stupid, you won't be able to differentiate the two. And since, of course, Iran's going to be opening their nuclear power plant by August, why, Israel's going to have to attack before then. The Israelis know that the Iranians are years away from getting a bomb. And suddenly, but they, time has come. There's to be a war. There is a plan. And if you read the occult literature as I do, when they talk about the plan, it's always with a capital P. If you want to get some of their writings, we have something called the Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And if you get anything else from us, just ask for a copy of the pamphlet, The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was actually channeled to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joao Cool back in the 1950s, and was in one of her books. And the Lucis Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, has actually put this out, instruction to their people, all about the great white brotherhood that really rules the world, and of course has their people planted at every level of government, including finance. And they point out many people don't even realize what they're doing. They simply are controlled, their minds are controlled. Others know exactly what they're doing, and of course join in their worship of course, the coming world leader, who is Lucifer. And when you understand that the Gnostic religion, and you can read up on this, it's in the encyclopedia, you worship, understand they worship a different god. And until you understand that, nothing going on today makes sense. One line number is 1-877-254-7524. But I hope I've clarified what's going on. You need to read the Earth Charter and find it is written by Stephen Rockefeller primarily, although, of course, Maurice Strong, who was an occultist, and Mikhail Gorbachev, who was an occultist, deeply involved in the occult. But you're never going to read that, or Rush Limbaugh's not going to tell you, or Sean Hannity's not going to tell you, or Glenn Beck, or Lou Dobbs, or Arianna Huffington. Pat Buchanan isn't even going to tell you about the spiritual forces that energize these wicked people who are intent upon destroying our nation. So you're going to have to get the information, determine on your own if it's true, and then help us. We must reach the people so they can understand what's going on. We have the ability to alternative radio, because we could sort of use your help to maintain the network of 60 stations we have. And, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen 4 hours a day live and 9 hours a day on satellite. But get others listening. Get them informed. And your job is to let people know what's going on. Because, believe me, you know, as Winston Churchill had said so well, still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, or you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with only a perilous chance for survival. Or there may be a worse case. You may come up to a time when you will have to fight when there is no hope for victory, for it is better to perish than to live as slaves. And that is the real plan of the elite who are carrying out this program of creative destruction. They want to destroy the middle class and enslave the people. And that is why they intend to destroy the value of our savings, and, of course, why they are doing everything they can to encourage our companies to move overseas, to prevent establishment of tariffs, which would protect our industries. And they keep telling us, oh, you don't want protectionism. Yeah, I want to protect America. I want to protect our way of life and then help people throughout the world. And I want to expose the evil people who are intent upon destroying our nation.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network. Dr. Stan of the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program. I wish we'd had some callers there. We always enjoy them, appreciate your non-calling, and she's absolutely right. This whole lawsuit that against Goldman Sachs is all showbiz. It is political theater. It's to make it look like Barack Obama, who was put in power by the Trilateral Commission and, of course, led by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup. They're all the CEOs of all of those are members of the Trilateral Commission. They're the ones who put up the money to put him in power. But he's got to pretend that, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm against these wicked banks, ladies and gentlemen. He's their agent. And, of course, everybody wants to point out that Barack Obama is a Marxist. Well, he may have been at one time, but right now he's sold out. He is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, by these people of great wealth. He does their bidding. He meets with them every day. They put him in power. They provided the money. And I'm sure they've done to him just what they did to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan may very well have been a good conservative, but he surrounded himself with members of the Trilateral Commission. He invited them to the White House. He put their people into all the key positions. And Bob Chapman, who we have as a frequent guest on our other programs, told me that he knew Ronald Reagan very well. And he said to him, Ron, you've surrounded yourself with members of the Trilateral Commission. And Reagan supposedly had said to him, I had no choice, Bob. I had no choice. I never would have been president without their support. And that's exactly the way it is with Barack Obama. Of course, Ronald Reagan gave us the biggest tax increase in the history of our nation. Oh, you didn't know that? Well, you thought he cut our taxes? Well, he went into office by cutting the taxes and increasing spending. And then in 1986, in the IRS simplification, or the Income Tax Simplification Act, he gave us the largest increase in history when they doubled the cost of Social Security and Medicare. But of course, we never talk about it. He gave us the biggest tax increase in history. We never talk about it. He gave us the biggest budget deficit in history. Ronald Reagan criticized Jimmy Carter because in the 4 years he was in office, he ran up the federal budget deficit $200 billion. Ronald Reagan gave us a $200 billion deficit every year he was in power. When he got in power, the deficit was $1 trillion. When he left, it was $2.7 trillion. He lost more money every year than Jimmy Carter did in 4 years in the presidency. Nobody mentions that. And George W. Bush did exactly the same thing. They control both the Republicans and the Democrats. When are you going to understand that and help us to get it out? We've got to take America back. We've got to start finding people who have run for office, who believe in America, who, of course, will not sell their souls to the other side, or who have so many skeletons in the closet that they rattle every time they open the closet door. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they've got dirt on all the congressmen. That's why they go along with this system. I mean, most of them have been compromised, either sexually or financially, and those that they can't, they simply destroy. Like George Hanson, like Jim Trafficant, like Larry McDonald, like Senator Paul Wellstone, like Senator John Tower. And, of course, unfortunately, we are dealing with organized evil. And once you understand that, it'll make sense. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Have a party. party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Delays at airports throughout Europe caused by a cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland have been extended at least into tomorrow. The normal roster of about 28,000 daily flights appears to have been cut by some 60% today. The ash cloud forced German Chancellor Angela Merkel's flight back from Washington to be diverted to Portugal. Partisan bickering has marked today's Senate hearing for Federal Appeals Court nominee Goodwin Liu. Republicans haven't been satisfied by his assurances that he would keep an open